You're listening to Radio Diaries.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hi, this is Tembi.
Let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Randy Cooper.
My name is Amanda.
They call me Weasel.
This is Christelle.
Hi, this is Laura.
And I'm Joe Richman. This is the Radio Diaries podcast. As always, if you like what we're doing here and want to help us keep it going, please consider making a donation at radiodiaries.org. Did you hear the recent two-part This American Life series about Harper High School in Chicago? 29 of their current or recent students were shot last year. You should download the podcast right after you listen to this one. It's an example of what journalism does best. The stories from Harper High got me thinking about a kid named Matthew Amasori. When I first met Matthew, he was 16 and locked up. He agreed to carry around a tape recorder to document his life behind bars for our series Prison Diaries. His story aired in 2001. 2 years later, Matthew was dead. In hindsight, what happened seemed almost inevitable. Matthew was 13 when he first got locked up for dealing drugs. And by the time I met him, he was serving his third sentence at a juvenile facility called the Rhode Island Training School. Matthew and the other kids called it the Ritz. When we gave Matthew a tape recorder, we also gave one to Judge Jeremiah, a Rhode Island juvenile court judge who held hearings for the inmates at the training school. The idea was that through their diaries, Matthew and Judge Jeremiah would tell the same story from two different sides of the bench. Here is that story.
My name is Matthew. I'm locked up. I got incarcerated for the first time at the age of 13. Did a couple months, got out. Stayed out for a little while. Got arrested again. Did some more time. Got out. Came back. I'm still here. Yeah, it's room 58. This is my room. I'm just turning my knob, open the window up. From right here, I can see a couple billboards, and I can see the highway. When I first came in here, I was like 5'5". I couldn't look out these windows. Now I'm 6'4". And now it's different, man.
Let's go.
Right now, I'm in the foyer. This is like the little hallway towards the day room. We sit here so the staff can watch everything that's going on.
Like all these guys right here that's working right now, they're like basically new. They weren't here when I was here back then.
And this piece can do what?
He can move straight.
Or diagonal?
Nah, no diagonal, just straight.
Can this thing move back?
No.
I'm real good in chess. Time, I just always playing here. That's how I got good, I guess. I practice, pay attention.
Why him and him? Why would you take my bishop and then I use this my rook to take you?
Because your rook can't kill diagonally.
Because he can move side to side.
Yep. Who knows what prison's supposed to seem like, but this just doesn't seem like the place that they would call prison. It's nothing to worry about. All your food's free, bed, blanket, all the envelopes free, provide you with clothes. They pay for everything. It's like a free vacation.
I don't know what piece is got me in trouble. I don't know what piece is putting me in trouble.
Can I help him out?
My mother, she doesn't write me too often. Just every now and then. Hi, Matt. How are you doing? Fine, I hope. I missed you a lot. You know, when I used, I always missed you so much. I might as well still be using drugs. Matthew, you're too smart for this. Act like it. Well, please. I don't know what this says because the page got ripped before I could read it. Me and my mother were close. Yeah, we're pretty close. She was a crackhead. When my mother first started using, I think I was about 3 years old. And when she came back around to her senses, I was about 11. When I got like 12 going on 13, I was a bad, bad kid. Like fighting, drinking, smoking weed, you know, selling drugs, doing whatever I wanted. Then like I slipped up, I got arrested.
Is it off?
This is my man Gary.
What can I do for you?
Gary, so he's your school social worker.
You divide that 18.
He tell you what's what, you know what I mean? Talk with him just about every day.
School, job, or the streets? How do you make those choices?
Well, while you're here, you got a lot of time to think, you know what I'm saying? So you got to think about what you want to do. And, you know, you got to make the right choices not to come back here.
What was your choice you told us last week that you would make?
My choice, I'm going to go back out and sell drugs. That's what I choose to do.
Suppose you got your GED and could start working towards college. And what would you want to do with your life other than sell drugs?
I would go to college and sell drugs.
But what would you go to college for? You can't major in drug selling.
No, I can major in business. And then that's why I take drugs as a business.
You're giving up all your life, Matt. You're missing your high school. You're missing... You could be doing so many other things with your life. Because especially you have such potential. I've told you that before. And I hate to see you even talking about going back.
All right, so these people heard it clear from my man Gary, the social worker.
Yeah, sleep, probably like going on 10.
It's Thursday tonight.
I'm thinking a lot.
I really want big things in life. It's hard, I'm young, you know what I mean? I'm always in jail. If I'm not in jail, I'm out there trying to make the money to get where I'm trying to get. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen one day. Just like one day I'm gonna leave this place. Like I always do. So tomorrow when I go to court, you know what I mean? The judge lets me out, I'm gone. And I'm not gonna say it, but we all know what I'm gonna do when I get released.
Lights just went out.
Crawling under my blanket.
Alright.
I'll see what up in the morning. I'm out.
Hey, Judge.
Hey, how are you doing, Chief?
You going to be around this morning?
Yep.
All right. I'll be here about 11.
All right, catch you before you go.
Okay, my name is Jeremiah S. Jeremiah Jr., and I'm the Chief Judge of Rhode Island Family and Juvenile Court.
Hey, Steve.
I just came to the office. It's about 7:30, and my secretary's coming in.
Good morning, Beth.
Let's see what we have. These are the juvenile cases I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, if people show up, we got a busy day. This is Matthew's file. In size, it's a lot bigger than other files. He's been a busy young man. They started off in 1994 with assault and battery. 1995, tampering with motor vehicle was dismissed, and the charges were delivery of cocaine and possession of marijuana. Well, this is way back. Look at this. This is, talks about the family. It appears that the mother was a used drugs, cocaine, crack, and marijuana. The father's identity is unknown. When you look at the family history, I think that kind of bothers you, because some kids have never had a chance in life. See, during his stay at the training school, he's kept himself out of trouble. He experienced few to no problems. Hey, Judge Jeremiah, how are you? Good. Can I put you on speaker? Okay. Matthew, tell me about him.
He did very well in my program. Never had a problem with him. He can be a good guy when he wants to be. He just needs to get himself together in the street.
What do you think?
Matthew's going to be 17 years old. If the chief judge feels though he wants to give him a shot, I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right, thanks, Joe.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, this is Matt. Inside the courthouse. Waiting to go inside the courtroom. Nervous, man, that's it. Gotta see the chief judge. I think he thinks that I can change. I think he got faith in me. Like,
all rise, please.
But I don't really know.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons have a business before this family court, holding in Providence, within and for the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, may now draw near. Give their attendance and they shall be heard. God save the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. The Honorable Chief Judge Jeremiah S. Jeremiah Jr. presiding. Good
morning. Good
morning. You understand what we're doing today, Matthew?
I understand you goofed up a couple of times, haven't you?
I moved up.
You goofed up.
Oh, yeah.
And you had heavy marijuana use. You understand that, too?
Yes, sir.
You understand you have a brain in your head?
Yes, sir.
I mean, really, look at it. You're above average in math. You can't write too well, but you have a brain in your head. You can be something in life, can't you?
Yes.
Do you want to be something in life?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to be?
I'm not sure yet.
You understand if you goof up again, you'll be 18 months in the training school. You understand that also? And you understand I'll make a promise to you right now that if you come back before me and you're adjudicated on any offense, you'll spend 18 months. I'm going to give you one chance in life. You understand? This is your last chance. Any questions? Release, take the handcuffs off him. Don't fail. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, you're all set. Right,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's obvious he's an intelligent kid. Let's give the kid a chance. If he goes up, he'll be in there for 18 months. He should know that. You got to remember, the mission of the court is rehabilitation. It's not punishment. They're juveniles. That's our mission, and that's why when he comes before me and he has a good report at the training school and they recommend he get out early, then you let him out. But there's always a little doubt.
It's a nice day, you know what I'm saying? Raining, feels good. Looking at downtown Providence. I'm going to relax, have a ball. That's what I've been waiting for.
Good morning, this is Matt's mother. He's back at the training school. I'm going to court to see exactly what they're going to do. I don't know. But anyway, I'm on my way out the door. I'm thinking of possibly taping the courtroom session that they're going to be doing today, if they'll allow me. Okay, thank you. Bye.
How you doing, man?
All right, all right. Is that the same judge as that day in this room?
Yeah, the chief.
The judge that he was in front of the last time. And they're charging him with possession of cocaine with intent to deliver.
I'll let you know when that case is going to be called, okay?
All right.
As soon as I find out,
all right.
Okay? Ready in 5K. All rise, please.
Who's got the nominal?
You may be seated.
I have the nominal. All right. Good morning.
How are you, Matthew?
How are you?
Yeah, just did I just let you out of the training school?
Yes.
How long ago?
2 weeks ago.
What are you doing back here again?
Huh? Why did I come back?
Yeah.
And with the same people doing the same things.
Well, here's what we're going to do today. The state has a motion for certification.
I was hoping I wasn't going to see Judge Jeremiah. I didn't want him to just look at me and feel like I'm a disgrace or... What the hell is this kid doing? I just gave him like a big break. I just let him out 7 months early.
You understand, I had a lot of faith in you. I thought that you could go back in the community and be a real success. You kind of let me down. In fact, you really let me down. You understand that? And it kind of bothers me because I think that kids like you should be given a second chance. And I think I gave it to you. The third chance, I don't think you get. So the court will accept the admission. You'll be to training school until 21 with no reviews within the first year. Thank you very much. I personally feel like I failed. I feel upset about it. I let the kid out expecting that, okay, he's learned his lesson and now he's going to be okay. And he isn't. What do you do with a child like that? If a child comes back and you let him out and he comes back and you let him out and he comes back the third time, I think you better start giving up on that child. I wish I could say that when he finally finishes the training school, he'll never be back in the system again. Either as a juvenile or adult, but I can't say that. I wish I could say it, but I can't.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Jill. See you tomorrow.
This is Matt.
I'm back in the Rhode Island Trainer School. It felt great to be out.
Man, fuck this shit.
I'm fucking mad. This fucking dumb joint, man. This fucking Toys R Us land, man. This is a prison, but it reminds me of Toys R Us. Nothing but kids running around here acting dumb all day. It's a waste of my life, like, wasting it in this joint when I can be out doing things. Been doing all, it's been like my whole teenage life in this motherfucking joint. I think I'm rehabilitatable. They don't think so. I think I am. It just didn't break through right there. It'll happen. You know? I imagine me doing good. Just living life the way everybody else does. Working, coming home. That's it. Probably my own joint, my own little business on the side. You know what I mean? It's like a little store. Corner store. Selling nollators and sunflower seeds. And Pampers and fucking milk and eggs and cheese. See myself running it, owning it. Why not, right?
I wish I could say Matthew's dream had come true. He was a smart and funny kid. The teachers and guards where he was locked up liked him. They played chess with him, even though they knew he was probably going to keep dealing drugs when he got out. When he was released, Matthew was 18. He had spent the last 3 birthdays behind bars, and he was looking forward to celebrating one at home. Instead, just a few blocks from his house, a rival drug dealer, a 16-year-old kid, shot him. Matthew was killed a day before his birthday. He would have been 19. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you like our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click donate. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.